right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want
this
money!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin. Hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar by the more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. Hey, this one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Hold time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, moaning, everybody. I am hurting today. I am hurting today. Those damn Cincinnati Reds got too terrible. And I had some lollipop catcher throwing the ball in the ninth inning. Agustin Ramirez, one more at bat for all the dough. We got ourselves a Jays win in six innings. Rained out. We got ourselves an easy Heat Summer League victory. Yuri Perez mowing him down. I mean, he was mowing him down yesterday. Baby Goat was looking fantastic. All I needed was a tater tot from the Gus Bus. And the Marlins, I mean, it was like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. It was dun 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 dun. They kicked these Reds. I mean, they're on hard times right now, Leroy. Old Tito Francona. It seems like a game you lose after. I think they tacked on a run in the ninth, so it wasn't four straight games. They've only scored one run, but they can't hit right now, and.
The Marlins can.
The Marlins, they just kept hitting and hitting and hitting and put up a seven spot on them early. And this was, dude, there was like three innings that started bases loaded, no outs for the Marlins. But all I needed was the tater tot. And this damn catcher gets up there and he starts to. Do you know how crazy it is to look at a screen and see a professional athlete throw a pitch and it says, 33 miles per hour.
Softball.
He was throwing slow pitch softball. He goes, lollipop. And Gus Bus, he fouled one. I was like, whoop. You're getting his timing down. You're getting his timing down. Last at bat. And finally, he gets one. Cranks a real piss whistle down the left field line. Like Little League Park. It's going out. It's going out. Stay up, stay up, stay up. Stay up. Ah! Hits the wall. Plus 3,000. Misses by inches. Damn it!
Yeah.
And you want to know something?
Yep.
It's his fault!
Ah, you know it's coming!
Because you break the bad mojo, dude! You need to start getting on board with our parlays!
Wait a minute.
Bad mojo,
listen,
dude.
Listen, I've gotten in on some of your parlays.
Nah.
We had it all going for us, and you were just saying, your home run's going to be the hardest one to get. You're getting too greedy.
What you said. That's what
okay.
you said.
Okay. I mean, what's wrong with
just
being
just get on board with us sometimes. What? I could
wait,
feel.
Wait.
You know what?
I have never, I've never, ever, ever been talked to like this after being right.
This is ridiculous.
I didn't say he wasn't going to do it.
You.
I just said the hardest thing to get in all of these that you've just presented to me is the home run.
No, because the thing I broke it down. The thing I'm most mad about is you told me, first of all, we went into yesterday, and the thing you were most mad about is that I wanted to bet on Summer League, which I was loud right about because they kicked the crap out of the Warriors.
But again.
Yeah. With no Kalel Ware, by the way.
Again. Understood. And I didn't even talk about that portion of it. I said, you want to bet the Summer League? Go ahead. Right? I said, let's look at what we're talking about. Baseball is 162 games, right?
Yep.
The team, the home run leader on this team may hit 35.
Maybe.
Maybe. Out of 162 games, and he just hit a home run, and you think he's going to go back-to-back? I'm just saying that's the hardest. Of all those bets, that's the one that I would be worried about, because hitting a home run, you don't just go on a run and hit.
Yeah, but I told you my logic. It's because that park is garbage.
I understand that.
That park is garbage.
Wait, did anybody hit a home run?
No, that's the crazy thing. 12 runs, no home runs. No right. home runs. Stowers almost hit one, too. I was going to be really mad if we didn't go Stowers. He almost knocked one out.
Again, it's kind of one of those things. I wasn't, like, Debbie Downering your thing. I just merely said, made a point. That's it. That of all of the bets that you have, the hardest one is going to be the home run, because guys bet 600 times, and the league leader hits home runs less than 10% of their bets. That's it. That's all I was going with. That's it. And if the team, if somebody leads this team with 30, 35 home runs, that's even less.
I know, but this is the park to do it. This is where you get your ding-dongs.
Even if you hit a home run a game before?
Dude, he was an inch away. He was an inch away.
All right.
He was an inch away.
Listen.
So what are we betting today?
First of all. What are we betting today, baby? Hold on.
He's hot.
I'm going to say this to you, Jennifer.
Oh, wow. Oh.
You are not going to be on the outskirts of the conversation throwing in hand grenades to get things going.
Wow.
She goes, no, but you were a Debbie Downer. You didn't even look him in the eye.
It's true. Well, I'm letting you lead the charge today then, because we got to do a Hard Rock pick today. And right. I'm letting you lead the charge.
All right.
Because, you know, but you need to come with the juice, because we don't, you know, Frogboy and I don't get in for anything less than plus 1,500.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's fine.
If you come
that's
with
fine.
Me,
but wait, if you would have took the home run off, right? And I should have did it. I was thinking about doing it.
Right. You like, weren't thinking about doing it, because you would never bet on Summer League.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's where he would have drawn the line.
You would have never been on Summer League.
It was so easy.
Can I just tell you? That is on the bottom of the totem pole. That's even lower than preseason football.
You're not kidding.
Like.
I was watching that fourth quarter and I was like,
it's like going out and betting spring training.
You know what a bad feeling it is for the Heat to be up 20 basically most of the fourth quarter, but then Summer League happens and all of a sudden the Summer League Warriors make it 11 and you're like,
because wait, here's the kicker. Nobody really cares. They just tried to get their guys playing time to see what they could do.
And so those guys don't care, because if they're end of the roster, some of the guys are like, I'm going to get mine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show out.
Right.
Oh, man. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. So, yes, the Marlins smoked the Reds 12-2. Yuri Perez, 5 innings, gave up a run on 2 hits, 8 strikeouts. He had them through 4 innings. He was mowing them down. Fish put up a 7 spot in the 3rd inning. Augustin Ramirez, 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Series continues tonight, 7-10. Sandy Alcantara on the hill for the Fish, still trying to find his way.
That's good, though, because they've been on a streak and he still hasn't found his way. As soon as he does, that's only going to help the team.
One would think, because Edward Cabrera's been awesome. And, you know, and this is considering they lost Max Meyer to a busted hip.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what's going to go on with him, because he's had Tommy John. He's had a hip he's had to lose. That guy's been a game of operation for his career. Probably going to be I would imagine he's going to come back as a reliever.
All right, I'll take
I would
it.
Think.
I was going to say,
the Miami Heat, they smoked the Warriors in Summer League, 93-79. Pella Larson and Keyshawn Johnson each had 15 points, and the Arizona Wildcats teammates named All-California Classic Team, along with Cole Swider. It's on the Lakers now.
Cole Swider's with the Lakers?
Yeah, still wow. trying to make it.
Hey, wow. Can I just say, nothing says intangible like Cole Swider. Sounds like he should be a country singer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm. A little bit. The Pinks! Inter Miami takes on the New England Revolution tonight at 7:30 at Gillette Stadium. So, that's just regular old MLS.
I know they've been playing for some for the last 3 months. Now we just like you say, Coach, this just a regular game?
Yep. Some news this morning is Chet Holmgren has agreed to a rookie extension, 5 years, $239 million.
What?
That can be worth up to $250.
Wait. What?
You heard me.
I mean, he plays 15, 20 minutes a game.
$239 million.
Oh, no. He's definitely like a cornerstone of the future over there.
Though. I understand that. But think about like, this. And this is why... You ready? This is why I get upset about the Heat.
Hmm?
Chet didn't play his first year.
Yep.
Came off the bench, and now he's got regular minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to make this decision without even full, I'm playing starters minutes, 25 to 30 minute mm-hmm. Chet Holmgren, right? So if something go wrong, you stuck.
You stuck.
So
you know what helps that, though?
What?
A trophy.
Yeah, no, I know. But so I'm saying with the Heat, we playing all these, you know, rookie games. You're even more behind it because you got to make that decision with less time.
Well, you won't feel so bad about it next year when Nikola Jovic leads the Heat to the championship and, you know, he gets his 250.
If that, listen, this is no lie. If he averages 15 to 20, right, a game, then, yeah, I got to have him. But 15 to 20 going to get you 250?
In the NBA? Yeah, these days. Apparently it does. So much money. These guys make a lot of money, dude. You know?
So which one of them are you going to – because you just brought in Powell. You got to deal with Hero.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Jovic on the come up.
Yep.
Like, and then next year is going to be Kalel.
They don't have to do a Kalel yet. Kalel, they could extend next year if they wanted to, but they don't have to do it till the year after.
So, like, you're looking at all these guys, and you're starting to think.
It is one of the things that sucks, though, like, with the new NBA, is, like, I don't think.
Yeah, but everybody else plays their young guys and sees what they have. So, when they get to that point, it's a better you have more facts to support the decision you may make.
But in fairness, I mean, like, if the Heat wanted to extend Jovic, like, he's not going to get that much. Like, he's missed half of two seasons. Two of them were with injury. So,
right. Okay.
I'm
just – that's the part of this whole thing that, like, I would find out what I have, right? Like, there's still a lot of questions of whether they can or they can't,
mm-hmm.
right? Tyler – until he plays one full season at the two, are you really going to be able to get a full, you know, idea of what he can do? Because you played him at the point guard, and that's not his best position.
It's tough because in today's NBA, a lot of the times that stuff is so blurred, like having a true point guard.
Right.
You know,
but Tyler plays better off the ball. Okay? Let's do it that way. So whoever brings it up, Bam can bring it up. Wiggins can bring it up. You got Davion
mm-hmm.
or maybe even Powell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a lot of different guys that can bring it up where it got to a point last year where Tyler, you're our point guard. Go do all the stuff you used to do and facilitate.
Agreed. Yeah. But that's where they're at right now. It's not a perfect roster build.
No, I know. But I just wish, you know, like I think – in order to make a lot of these decisions they're trying to make, if they had more clarity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're giving money to guys that you're still unsure about. And I think that's the Heat's fault.
Speaking of young guys, we got to get into one thing from Summer League yesterday, which was the first-round pick, Kasperis Jakaciunas.
Plays hard.
He does play hard. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2.
I almost missed the chair.
You sure did, dude.
With my fat ass. It's like, what are we doing?
Got that big dumper like Cal Raleigh.
I'm still not a fan of that.
Why? That's a great name.
But you know what? He helped hit the parlay, so I can't even, you know.
He hit the last one. Maybe we go on him tonight. Well, he went deep yesterday. Again, Leroy's theory, he wouldn't go on.
They're not going to go.
But this guy, dude, he's on pace for 64 home runs this year.
Yeah, whatever. Test him now. This guy's just not just going to come out of nowhere. And if that's the case, bring it back.
I'm just saying, look, if you already passed your career high in home runs, because he did hit a lot of home runs, but if you passed your career high in home runs by the All-Star break,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
in my day,
yeah,
you'd be like,
Interesting.
Interesting. Nobody thinks anybody does anything anymore, though. Not that I care. I'm pro that. But I just think that back in my day, if somebody had a surge like that, you'd be like,
Yeah, is that not weird? I guess, would it be bad for the game if they're like, oh, the most exciting story?
It'd be amazing for the game.
Come on, man. It's fun. Who knew about the big dumper before this?
It'd be amazing for the game if that happened. But, yeah, yesterday everybody was making a big deal. You got a chase going on between him, Judge, Ohtani. They all go deep yesterday, although the Dodgers are struggling a little bit. Ohtani and then lost to the Brew Crew. Brew Crew hitting a little bit of a stride here. And so, but... Yeah, got a little bit of a home run chase. Both of those guys, Judge and Raleigh, are on pace for over 60 home runs. So, pretty good.
Yeah, but you feel comfortable with one person being, like Judge being.
That's just a Tuesday
right,
for Judge.
Right. So, you got to put it in perspective. I'm not saying it can't happen, but.
Yeah, in a weird way, Aaron Judge is kind of underrated because I feel like if this was done.
I mean, they showed his numbers compared to the greatest home run hitters ever, and he's like. Way past that.
It's crazy. Mm. It's crazy. But getting over to the Heat. So the Heat had Summer League yesterday. They finished off the California Classic with a win over the Warriors. And really good performances by Pella. Really good performances by Keyshawn Johnson. I got to be honest with you. The weirdest Heat Twitter take has been,
why does Keyshawn Johnson have a standard contract?
I'm like, what? That's what we're doing because he's not getting the ball. You know, you guys know he's a power forward. Like, what do you think? He should be getting all the shots? Like, how much do you think he should be putting up? And that dude had a third quarter. Because the thing that's cool with Keyshawn is he's from the Bay Area. And this has happened now 2 years in a row. So he's like the only guy who has fans in the building. They'll let his family. But his family is like dozens of people who are coming to see Keyshawn Johnson. And he looked like, no joke, yesterday, Keyshawn Johnson looked like Summer League LeBron, and Pelo Larsson looked like Summer League D-Wade. Like, they were, Keyshawn Johnson had a tomahawk slam and then a chase down block. I was like, he's so athletic and so fun. I love watching him play. Heat fans who don't like Keyshawn Johnson, I am not fans of, because I don't understand you. He's so much fun.
So why doesn't he have a contract?
He does have a contract.
Let's get this man in the rotation, dude.
That's a fair question. I'm going to tell you, there's got to be a couple guys looking. There's two guys I think got to be looking at Summer League and see those two guys the way they're playing and be like,
Minutes. I would say like Hayward R. Smith and Jaime Hawkins Jr. Got to be like,
I mean,
Like,
this is all fun, and we all get excited about some of the guys we see. And then the season starts, and they're sitting.
You can't sit Pelo Larsson. You can't. He's too good.
No, I know, but he's one of the guys that his energy, but that's not a starter.
He's not a starter. He's not a starter, but he needs minutes.
So from that standpoint, that's, you know, that second wave coming in.
DC Curry goes, rookie a bust. Look.
Come on, man.
Listen to me.
What are we doing? Listen. Already?
Putrid.
Okay. Putrid is not inaccurate, but a bit strong.
Right. Wait. Let me ask you a question. I use you, Marcos.
Yep.
How long you been working here?
5 years.
And use that term loosely.
Yeah, appreciate that.
And let me ask you.
Yes, sir.
Did you have to do training when you first got here?
Did you do training?
I don't think so.
I think we just threw him to the wolves.
Yeah.
But you needed help figuring out where everything was and how to go about and how to do things and stuff like that, right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And how long did that take you? A few days?
A few days.
Right. So This guy's been.
Somebody say I'm.
Wait. This guy been in the NBA for two summer league games.
Three
summer league games.
Yep.
Like, so is he supposed to be? Let me ask you something. Is he supposed to be Jason Kidd right away?
No, not at all.
Okay, so why are you like anybody who calls somebody this quick a bust does not know what the hell they're talking about.
But he doesn't have to be Jason Kidd, but he also doesn't have to be Ason Kidd because no J on that guy.
He is not. He is. He's one for. He's one for 15 in the summer league.
But
here's the deal.
Come on now.
What was the knock on him when they drafted him?
Couldn't shoot.
Okay.
But even like he's missed.
Can he get a summer to work on his game?
He had 8 personal fouls yesterday.
Now that.
That's more points.
It's the best part of summer league box scores.
It's so crazy. You out there hacking.
Casper's hackachonis.
So he's 1 for 15. He has 8 fouls and 6 turnovers.
And he's been a pro for a week.
Yeah, well.
Like, what? Like I don't understand why. And here's, I'm going to use real life situations. You have a call somewhere and you're pissed off because your service was terrible. And the person on the phone says, oh, this is my first day. Be patient. And I would say to you, that same person, in return, would not be patient with Caspers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be. And I'm like figuring out why. We all ask people to be patient in our own lives. Hey, I'm new to this. Hey, be patient or whatever. He's been a pro for a week. Can we just give it a couple of months? A couple of months? Please?
I'm with you. Look, I want to give him that. I'm just saying, like, a bunch of people are being rat bastards about it.
I would love to go to where you work and see if you were, like, the best version of yourself the second you went in there.
The thing with me, with him, I thought that he started the game off really well yesterday. I thought that he was getting downhill. Because the one thing that he's shown an ability to get to the rim.
Right.
He has gotten to the free throw line. He had a nice pass to Vlad Goldin. By the way, that Russian is strong.
Whoa.
Oh, no,
I'm liking what I'm seeing there.
I'm liking what I'm seeing.
If you watch a Michigan game, it's like a bull in a china shop.
Dude.
In the paint.
He was good yesterday.
He's just moving stuff.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Take some notes, KJ.
What do you mean? Whoa! 5 years older than him. But it was I felt like the shooting because Keyshaw was trying to set him up yesterday. Like he was backing dude out of the post and like boom, kick out to Kasperis, and you could just tell like he's got the squeaky cheek shooting a little bit. It's
not like but as a young person, okay. The one thing you learn as you get older and further along in sports is you don't let a string of bad shots or missed shots stop you from continuing to put yourself in the right position and taking those shots. When you're young, you start thinking about numbers. Oh, no, I'm 0-for-5. Oh, no, I'm 0-for-6. Okay, I'm not going to shoot it, right? And that's – you get in more trouble. That's the sign of a young player. That's it. Like, once you get older than that, you hear the veteran say, I missed 10. Oh, I'm probably going to make the 11th, right?
That's the old Dion Waiters.
Right, but that's an older player thing.
What's the Dion Waiters quote? I'd rather be 0-for-30 than 0-for-9 because that means that you stop shooting.
Yeah.
That's it. Can we just stop? Like,
why isn't Philly Cheese on this in any of these one-on-one tours?
Right.
By the way, have you seen
three?
I love what Michael Beasley has become. Michael Beasley, since the Lance Stevenson thing, he's become a bit of a cult hero even more.
Yep.
And everybody's now like, people are getting froggy with like, oh, I want you. He's getting into it with Swaggy P, and he's like, put up the money. He goes, I'll play. Let's put up the money. If you think you can beat me in one-on-one, let's go. Let's play for a prize. And the big one right now. Apparently, we're infringing upon some beef with Melo.
I saw that.
Him and Melo.
Come on.
Let me explain.
Hey.
Let me explain something to you.
Melo said he's never lost.
Let me explain something to you. Melo, your knees don't bend. Okay. Be careful.
Okay.
You've been running straight-legged for the last 3-4 years.
There's something to this Michael Beasley one-on-one thing. Like, I think this needs to be part of the All-Star weekend. Like, I think that this is like, if we have
throw a mill on it.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
You wouldn't want that instead of the stupid ass skills competition or the G League dunk contest.
I gotta tell you,
hey,
like, it's like Michael Beasley gets in all these beefs, and I don't even know if he talks. Oh, it's like people coming. I know he talks, but it's more like people coming at him.
It's always people coming at him.
Right?
They disrespect. And meanwhile, the only person he says ever beat him 1-on-1 is Bam Adebayo.
Yeah,
which is like crazy.
That is crazy, actually. Yeah, that's the only reason he really gave us flowers to.
I've been saying what Bam should be from the second he got into the league.
Yo, I was like watching somebody put on Twitter the other day him at Summer League where he was just like crossing dudes up, like just getting in his bag. And I'm just like, man.
See, here's what I learned when I started playing professional football. That people look at the role you have on the team to determine how athletic you are. Right? Or how skilled you are.
Mm-hmm.
It is not Bam's fault that they had him doing dribble handoffs for the first year.
You feel like the Heat made Bam less cool? Like, are they like,
yes!
It's one of those, because even Beasley said that in that OGs where they're like, hey, he's a point guard. You guys don't even understand.
Right.
And like, I was watching, I was like, man, look at him go to work. Like, he did add the, you know, he started hitting the threes this year, and that's cool. I'm like, man, maybe Spo uses him as a safety blanket too much. When sometimes he's a beautiful quilt.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like he's. No.
What are we doing? Yeah, I was going to say. He's going to run past that? Just,
a lot of patterns, you know.
Oh, no.
Various. No, we get it.
No?
Yeah. We understand.
Why?
What? Too much?
Dude, we're having a good conversation.
I didn't even get a point
here,
for. I didn't,
and then you have.
I didn't.
No, you don't get a point. You don't try to get a point in a meaningful conversation.
One.
I
still deserved a point for
Hackachonis. No, you didn't.
I deserved a point for Hackachonis.
No.
Right, that one was cool.
Like,
point for Toby.
Why we got to stop the show to give you your flowers?
I just thought minus
it
was, one.
I just thought it went underappreciated.
Tobin's a show pony.
Can I hear Coach Glass on the rookie?
Yes. Yes, you
Let's
can.
Let's hear what he had to say yesterday, huh? After the Heat's California classic, California pick and roll, here was what he had to say about Lithuanian Luka.
Wait, was that like a sushi one? That
you I don't know. Talking? I was trying to. I thought you needed time to stall.
Oh,
that's what
you
look like.
That was good, though. That was good.
It's a work in progress. You know, he's going to continue to get better. His fouling was a little bit too much today, but I love his aggressiveness on defense. He's really helping us on that side of the ball. Offensively, we were able to find some solutions. We were able to get him downhill and get into the paint. Our spacing was better for him. I thought he had conquered the issues that we had ran into with him in the first two games. And then just like everybody else on our team, once they started doubling us in the pick and roll, it was problematic for everybody. So, you know, we'll clean that up and we'll be better at it if we see that again.
There you go. Coach Eric Glass after the Heat Summer League yesterday. Take a break. Get into more shenanigans on the other side. Back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Miami Dolphins. What are we, like 2-3 weeks away from training camp? What do we got going? How much longer, Marcos, before we put the shorts on?
We have exactly 16 days.
I like that when training camp starts, you put the shorts on, and then you got to wait a week now to get the pads on.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm grateful for that, though. You know you got that conditioning week.
What if Mike McDaniel starts off this training camp like Mike Tice and he puts the pads on?
Ooh. Most teams will have veterans reports on July 22nd, full rosters reporting on July 23rd.
Let me tell you, Mike Tice got a lot of Man Campbell in him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was the tight ends coach when I was there.
Was he?
Yeah. He took over after Denny.
A little too greedy with them tickets.
Yeah, that was
Hey. Oh, no, I was exactly right, actually.
But I don't know. I can't tell this story on here.
No. Saturday, July 26th.
That's totally fine.
Oh, rookies reporting next week.
Oh, the rookies.
For the new coaches. See, here's what sucks. When your team get a new coach, you get an extra mini camp, and you got to report a week earlier.
You know the one thing I'm worried about, though? This Savaii Naya, we can't have a Casper situation with him. I need this guy to be good at blocking immediately.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm absolutely counting on this guy.
For sure.
He's keeping Eichenberg off the field. Hey, Big
That's
Jonah, I need you, big guy.
When people have conversations about is a team better on paper, it's really a dumbass argument for this reason. you're assuming that you know what the guys they brought in could do better than the people that brought them in. So when you look at the new faces that are on this team, right? You never heard them until they brought them in. Mm-hmm. And you're making the assumption of whether they're going to be better or not. And I would say,
really hope they're good enough.
We don't know. Right.
Really hope
but it's still, it's hope. It's hope. Like, I personally would say one of the things that I'm a little iffy about is when you need a player at a certain position, you're going to have a hard time getting me to approve it if you sign a hurt guy. To where now you don't know what his talent's going to be when he's coming back from an injury. Oh. You see what I mean? So that is the problem I have with what they've done offseason. That being said, mm-hmm. I don't know how far he is along.
Oh,
I don't
Daniels?
Know.
You're right. Talking about the other guard? Yeah,
right.
I have no idea.
We have no idea.
It's going to be a bummer if he's not, like, ready day
one. Right.
I know
exactly.
It doesn't matter maybe, but, like,
exactly.
I would love it if, like, hey, day one of camp.
You're
going to
get that feeling
there.
Like, oh, no.
Yep. Definitely.
Right?
100%.
Like, we don't know how Jalen Phillips is going to come back. We don't know how Chubb, although Chubb.
I think Chubb's ready to go.
Chubb should be.
That's fair.
He's been off 16 months.
It's a completely fair retort.
Right. But I'm just saying, even coming back from injury, you don't know how they're going to play. So to make a determination of how good all these guys are going to be without even having some of the answers, like the team has the same questions.
What's a harder adjustment to the NFL right away for Kenny G or Savai Naya? Like, is it harder offensive line or defensive line? Do you have like any inkling of like what usually takes –
I would say
who could you fast track faster?
Defensive line. Because if you're good enough, you could just go say Hulk smash. Right? Just go cause havoc. There's been defensive linemen who were so dominant that it was hard to understand what defense they were in because he went rogue. Right? You hear the stories that all defensive linemen if you're good enough, same thing with linebackers. If you're good enough, you can work with your guard, your tackles, and y'all come up with something, and no matter what the defense is. But you better be damn good. Otherwise, you're going to hear it from the coach. Now, offensive line, there's schemes, there's working with somebody, there's, you know, tandem blocking, there's getting to the next level, there's pulling, you know. Think about this. New guards, a couple of times during camp, the quarterback going to get his foot stepped on.
Oh, no.
Like, that's part of it, right? That's part of it. New center. Like, yeah, those things, there's more interaction with others. I can put a defensive lineman in there and say, go cause havoc. And we'll adjust to you. I can't say that on the offensive side of the ball.
You think we got those snapping issues fixed this year, Marcos, with Brewer and Tua? Because you remember Tua yelled at us because we were eating chips watching snaps.
Yeah, that goes into how I feel he's going to give no bleeps. You know, I don't think he's going to – that was all a mental thing. I do think he's got it fixed. But he can't go at the crowd again. He can't go at the fans again after that. Because last year it was like immediately after saying, oh, while you're eating your chips, he wants to fumble the next game.
Oh, that was a bad look.
It was not a good
look. It was a bad look.
This year he's just got to shut up and just do it.
Or just have good snaps.
That's a good thing.
Here's what I learned. Sports is going sports, right? And you can't really put yourself out there because – you have more opportunity to fail and prove them right than you do prove them wrong, right? And so you got to be careful with some of those things you say coming back. But I will say this. For Tua, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that he's basically taking responsibility for his play. That means he's putting himself out there. That means that he's going to bust his ass to make sure that he's doing everything he can to not be that guy. So, Like, yeah, for him, because it's a little different. You know, first couple of years, he was a little, no, okay, you know. But now he's more.
He was definitely beaten down. Like, in those those years where, like, Flores was and him were not agreeing, and the whole two is my quarterback thing, that was a man who was broken of confidence.
Right.
So it's good to see him more confident. I would, you know, not do the chips thing.
But hey, you can't, but here. You can't determine the level that you're going to get back, right? It's like, you know, you watch a fight and the guy starts feeling froggy and he starts dancing with his hands down.
Sure do.
And then get knocked out.
Not everybody's Roy Jones.
Right. See? Too much. But you can't tell him, right? It's one of those things like, oh, okay. Like, you know, Tua plays with 10 other guys on the field. And a lot of things have to go right for Tua to have success. So you got to be kind of careful being out there defending yourself when your success depends on other guys.
The other thing that's going on in the NFL right now, Kirk Cousins. You see quarterback debuted. Marcus, did you watch any of that?
I saw Joe Burrow clips.
Joe Burrow. Yeah. Let me guess, he was passionate.
Yes, he was.
This guy needs more haters. Can I just tell you?
Let me tell you that this show is not going to help because – I saw no other clips, therefore these were obviously the most marketed. And the clip was they won 37-27, but his offensive line had 8 false start penalties. So at the end of the game, he's having a bit of an argument exchange with his coach about how even though they won, it was embarrassing. And it's kind of like any other quarterback would be depicted as, look at this baby crying. They won by 10. But for this show, it's like, look how passionate he is in victory. God.
Yeah, more like Joe Burrow.
He's like, it's embarrassing out here. Look at us. 8. And anyone else would be like, look at this baby.
God needs more haters, dude. I'm telling you. Not enough people are coming at Joe Burrow.
I mean, yeah, it's ever since, you. Like, we did this with Jimmy Butler. Like, there's certain guys that we say, what have you done for me lately? And other guys, you take what they've done 3-4 years ago, right? Joe Burrow went to a Super Bowl his second year because he was hurt his first year,
mm-hmm.
Right? That was a long time ago in sports.
Sure was.
But we're still, when it comes to.
Because nobody can beat Patrick Mahomes. It's annoying.
When we get to it and we say, oh, what quarterback do we think could beat? Because he did it one time way back when.
I know. Jalen Hurts gets less credit and he beat him in the Super Bowl.
Right. Exactly.
I played him in 2.
Exactly.
And he gets less credit than this Joe Burrow.
Yep. So my whole thing is. How does he get the pass and some people don't? Right? Because guess what? Tua could win the division. Tua could win the first round. Right? Get into the second round, struggle a little bit, which would be the divisional weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And people will still complain.
I'm also confused by one thing, quarterback. Like, wasn't Kirk Cousins supposed to be gone off the Falcons? Like, why is he still there?
Right. I thought he was going to be the first one to get traded.
I thought he was getting released. And they picked up his option and they're going. So they're.
You know why?
He's just on the Falcons.
You know why
year,
they
huh?
had to pick up his option? They hit against in the cap. They hit against the cap.
I thought he was just going to.
No, he had. Didn't he sign like $100 million all guaranteed?
Yeah.
Right. So. Depending on how they're paying that out.
But it's not his team. It's like you're just paying. He's just the most expensive backup?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Because they'd rather have him on the team, right, than get rid of him and still have to pay him. Like, that's just bad business.
See that there's a quote out that he felt misled by the
Oh, yeah. There was no way he was out. It was weird because it's like, when do you see a guy get that much money? Who's that established? I mean, Kirk Cousins is – I know Kirk Cousins gets a hard time, but – he is very established, and you gave him this money coming off the Achilles, and you're just like, and we're drafting a quarterback.
Well, part of the problem is that, look, coming off an Achilles and being Kirk Cousins, a guy who's not very mobile, like, you got to have a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, and, you know, I think he said he had another injury or something that they were kind of giving him to run around with, and then, like, see, that's – this is the thing that I tell you guys about football. They want you to suck it up and give what you have if you're banged up. And then at the end of the year, they hold it against you. So I don't have sympathy for a team whose player says, no, I'm going to stay out until I'm healthy. Because every time you go on that field, you're graded, and no team ever says, well, he was banged up. And if you look at the last two instances, or I would go with Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Who played a whole season with a messed up shoulder, and they're like, oh, you suck. Goodbye.
Take a break here on the show. Appropriately. Our Tua is next.